Dibs. Written by Batdad and read by Litra. A Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic, rated Gen, with the relationship Tige Brass. Part 6 of the Quartermaster series. Summary. Sometimes the only way to know if the cute new guy is taken is to ask. You all did me dirty not telling me that the new Vaud down at the supply was criffin' cute, Brass announced as he climbed into the cargo bay of the clean sweep. Like many Larty crews, those of the clean sweep use the ship cargo bay as an impromptu common room in their off-duty hours. Currently, they were playing their eternal game of sabacc, that by virtue of unspoken courtesy, no one ever seemed to get too far ahead or behind on. Brass took his usual seat next to Relay, the pilot, who set his cards down to throw an arm around Brass's shoulders. "Aw, our cute little co-pilot is becoming a man!" He shook Brass a little and laughed. "Ha ha ha, but really, he's gorgeous! I know some of you have seen him. Why were you holding out?" "Instead he seemed close, so I just figured the point was settled," Lighty said with a shrug. "What? No! Not the old man!" Brass moaned. Tige had flirted with him. He was sure. There had been interest. Mutual interest!
"I doubt that. I've never known Steady to dip into his own squad. I think he makes a point not to."
Kor, their turret gunman, had been on Steady's squad for a few months. Brass perked up. His opinion on the matter was infinitely more interesting than Lyle's.
"Anyway, even if he was, it wouldn't rule out your chances," Kor added. "Steady isn't exactly the type to go to the beach for anyone."
"The beach?" Harsh asked. The starboard gunner was a recent transfer from the 389th, and was sticking to the cultural shift between battalions.
"Being serious about one person," Brass told him, "has something to do with two lovers who got blown up in the same crash because you couldn't separate them?" What Kor was trying to say was that our dear quartermaster has a reputation for being more than a little promiscuous and uncommitted, so just because he might be sleeping with a cute new guy, Brass need not despair,
Relay said, and he and Lyle laughed.
"Just ask if you're so hung up on him," Harsh said, and rolled his eyes. "Now, do you want to be dealt into the next hand or not?"
It took a few tries, but Brass finally managed to approach Steady alone.
"So, are you and Tige an item, Sarge?"
"I'm sorry, do I know you?"
Steady's mouth pressed into a thin line and his brow furrowed.
"Brass, I'm the co-pilot of the clean sweep, and I don't think we've ever had a proper conversation, no."
Brass smiled in what he hoped was an encouraging way.
"Then why are you asking me about Tige?"
Steady started to turn away, so Brass rushed on.
"Because I like him, and I don't want to make things awkward if you'd call dibs."
"Dibs on him? What, like he's the last piece of candy?"
"What? No! No, 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 no!"
Brass shook his head and waved his hand as if to chase off the thought.
"I mean, I think he's sweet, but not like a candy, no. I just don't want to insert myself where I'm not wanted."
Steady stared at him for a long moment before responding.
"If you say so."
He pinched the bridge of his nose and shook his head.
"Look, no. Tige and I are not an item. If he tells you to get lost, it won't be on my behalf."
"Excellent!"
Brass's face lit up. He clasped Steady's shoulders and then shook him a little.
"That's perfect! Thank you!"
He turned and almost bounced down the hallway, leaving Steady staring after him. The end.